skirtless with all of the make. Shave your face with Blue Star Blades.
Friends, no razor blades are sharper than Blue Star Blades. So why pay more? Switch to Blue Star and get the quickest, smoothest shave you ever had. You'll agree, Blue Star Blades win on face value.
Why pay more for razor blades when you pay for noises?
And now, transcribed from Hollywood, the American Safety Razor Corporation, makers of Blue Star Razor Blades, present The Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, his orchestra, Marine Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor.
Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hello, Red. Hey, I hear you were a big success at the dinner the other night.
Oh,
a lot of big stars there?
Oh, yeah. The autograph collectors had a cute gag.
Uh-huh.
They asked the stars to autograph full pages, you see, and bit players, they asked to sign just half pages.
Well, why are you so disappointed?
Did you ever try to sign a spit ball? You know, there were a lot of autograph seekers outside the stage door tonight as I came in, and someone yelled, "Red Skelton's in the crowd." And they all turned around and looked at me. Gee, I'd be so embarrassed. I was sorry I yelled. One guy ran up with his fountain pen, stuck at my arm, and he says, "Would you sign this in blood, buddy?"
Gee, Red, that's...
Yeah, but I didn't notice the rain was so unusual.
Of course, by driving to work tonight, I broke one of my oars.
See, they write these during the rainy days, and then when the sun comes out, everybody forgets it.
You know, the California weather sure has been rugged out here lately. First we have rain, and then it freezes. What do you think is the cause of it?
I think the Chamber of Commerce has overdone it. They tell the rest of the country what wonderful weather we have here in California.
Uh-huh.
They've got them convinced it's so wonderful that even the eastern weather is moving out here now. Hey, you know the song that says, you know the song, "California, here I come"? Brother, when you say it nowadays, it means something. You know, the guy's sitting in a bar out in the valley, and he says to the other guy, "Well, here's mud in your eye." Just then the whole wall came in.
Well, tell me, Red, how's your new electric blanket working out on these freezing nights?
Oh, fine. It keeps me as warm as toast. But, of course, when it's time to wake up, it pops me right out of bed. Last night it was really cold, though. I caught it trying to crawl under me. Last night it was so cold that my pillow and my sheet fought to see who'd get under the blanket first. It was so cold last night, my shorts was wearing my long underwear. Hey, to change the subject, you know, Rod, I'm not freezing.
You're not?
No.
Well, if you do, should be a good year, but I'm really worried about it being leap year.
Oh?
But some pretty girl starts making advances.
This lad should have a man-to-man talk with a 6-year-old boy.
Here are the Smith Twins now to sing of Grand Central Station.
Call it the living room as far as situation. Our moon up above, that we're the whole congregation. How can we make love? We gotta get started.
Yes, now we are. You ain't really going to drive, are you?
Oh, why not?
Well, every time you drive, we look in worse shape than the people we pick up.
The next time when I drive, we don't have to go so far to the accident.
Right here.
Well, in that case, I can't do anything for you. You see, I'm a lefty especially.
Wait, I'll get Dr. Bancroft. He's the right ear specialist.
Never mind, you're making my blood boil.
That'll be $25 for sterilizing your system. maybe I could help you. What is wrong with your ears?
I keep hearing things.
You keep hearing things, huh? Like people's voices?
Why, yes, yes.
That is strange.
You hear bells?
Yes. Yes, I do hear bells.
You hear bells because of the ringing in your ears.
Well, can you cure me, Doc?
Sure. Take five of the seats and your trouble will be over.
Well, what are they, pills?
No, shotgun.
They rolls me off to some of an old favorite, Always.
The tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth.
Chapter 122 is entitled G.I. Dentist. Before a man is separated from the Army, he must go through a complete physical checkup. This includes a visit to the dentist. This is the story of Cauliflower McPuff.
I didn't hang on. I'm in field artillery. What do you do?
I had a very important job, you know.
Oh, really?
Now, every time the gun is fired, I put my finger in the captain's ear.
For how long have you been in this service?
4 years, 6 months, and 10 tons of spam.
Take this paper down the hall.
In that night, there's a little cat with a bell around his neck. Yes, Corporal, sir. I'll see you later, sir. Mademoiselle from Armentieres for the fools. Mademoiselle from Armentieres for the fools. Act of good words, but the I wonder which door I go in. Let's see, I'll try this one.
Do you want gas, Colonel? No, I like to feel like a combat man. You can clean my teeth without anesthetic.
Well, boy, for him. That was for the officers. Let's see now. Maybe this is for the enlisted men. Mm-hmm. You know, Dick's liable to replace the firing squad.
Are you here to have your teeth x-rayed?
Yes, I'm getting out, though.
Well, just step in here. Oh, sit in that chair. Oh, Miss Michael.
Yes, thank you.
Prepare this man for the examination.
Oh, did you drop another one? Goody.
Okay, go ahead. Prepare me for the examination. We all got to go sooner or later.
Well, nurse, how do the teeth look?
Well, this rear molar doesn't look too good.
Hmm? Oh, yes, it does look bad.
Get your head out of my mouth, will you?
Well, I guess I'd better pull it. Here, I'll give you this tablet. It's a painkiller.
A painkiller? Yes. Are you sure it will kill the pain?
This will kill anything. It's pure arsenic.
Isn't arsenic poison?
Yes, in a way. 99 9/10 of the human race is allergic to it. But you may be the 0.1% that arsenic won't hurt. Now, here. Take it.
Well, that ain't no gamble at all.
Just hold your mouth open for 1 second.
Now, oh, yeah, I'll open my mouth. Yes, don't hurt me. No, wait, right. Please.
There. Did that hurt?
No, but I could have saved you a lot of time by just handing them to you. You see, I wear four teeth.
You've been listening to the Red Skelton Show, presented by the makers of Blue Star Razor Blades. No razor blades are sharper. No razor blades give you quicker, smoother shaves than Blue Star blades. So next time, ask for Blue Star, a precision product by ASR. And you'll agree.
I've tried them all for saving you, and Blue Star gets my bill. So why pay more for razor blades when you pay for no you did?
Thanks for letting us come into your home. We'll be with you again next week. And this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, Blue Star Blaze.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood.